Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is John Batchelor. A preview of tonight's conversation with Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. He's traveling. He's in Europe. I asked about the Armenia-Azerbaijan conflict over these last decades, now resolved with Azerbaijan reclaiming its territory, Nagorno-Karabakh, and the exodus of tens of thousands of Armenian, ethnic Armenians who've been living in this conquered, occupied territory for years, fleeing back to Armenia under the false impression that something violent was coming. My understanding is that what's coming is a resettlement of Nagorno-Karabakh by those who were displaced 30 years ago and their families, and then a construction of a new and prosperous land. Armenian people are welcome. However, I asked Gregory in specific how it is that Russia set this out. You do recall the Soviet Union dominated all these states for nearly 80 years. The Russian peacekeepers, so-called, in Nagorno-Karabakh were seen idling on a balcony overlooking Nagorno-Karabakh, not committing themselves in any fashion. Was this a loser for Russia? Gregory's answer is complex and specific to the strategy that the Kremlin has been employing these last years in order to increase its access to markets. Here's Gregory.
Quite the contrary. It's actually moved to a much more dynamic phase. It's tamped down to an extent its unequivocal support for Armenia, because the Armenians themselves have proven to be unhelpful, even for their own country. They basically sponsored this conflict with Azerbaijan over the last 30 plus years. But right now, the reason that Russia has not limited its support for Armenia but increased its friendship with Azerbaijan is that Azerbaijan has become a critical link in Russia's international north-south transit corridor that is providing the riverine ship traffic from St. Petersburg on the Baltic right down through Moscow and down the river systems to the Caspian Sea and then down through Dagestan and Azerbaijan to link up with the Iranian rail system and then over to Bandar Abbas on the Straits of Hormuz and then by sea to India. This is Russia breaking out into the Indian Ocean, a warm water port, which it's been trying to do for several hundred years, and that's succeeding. And Azerbaijan is critical to that. So whilst Russia has really saved Armenian lives by brokering the peace in 2 years ago with the short war in 2020, they have, in fact, basically said, okay, now enough's enough. The Armenians have to settle down. The Azerbaijanis are going to get back their territory. It's now up to the Azerbaijanis, of course, to live up to their promise that they will allow the Armenian community in Nagorno-Karabakh to have a more or less self-governing enclave within Azerbaijan. And that's what they've always promised, to give them all of the cultural autonomy that they want, but be part of Azerbaijan. So Russia can go along with that. Russia will attempt to keep the Armenians happy, but the Armenians themselves are not happy with their own government because basically they failed to anticipate this crisis. They, in a sense, caused it through their military actions against Azerbaijan. So it's Russia now has control of a strategic corridor which really embraces all of its old adversaries in the great game, and that includes Iran and India. So this is a major strategic breakthrough for Moscow, and it also gives them a sense of being able to constrain or contain the People's Republic of China, which, although nominally allied today, is the great strategic rival.
I'm John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.